Texte numéro 72. Pompeii ruins show that the Romans invented recycling. They were expert engineers, way ahead of the curve on underfloor heating, aqueducts, and the use of concrete as a building material. Now it turns out that the Romans were also masters at recycling their rubbish. Researchers at Pompeii have found that huge mounds of refuse, apparently dumped outside the city walls, were in fact staging grounds for cycles of use and reuse. Professor Alison Emerson said rubbish was piled up along almost the entire external wall on the city's northern side. Some of the mounds were several metres high and included bits of ceramic and plaster, which could be repurposed as construction materials. Scientific analysis has now traced some of the refuse from city sites to suburban deposits equivalent to modern landfills and back to the city, where the material was incorporated into buildings, such as earth floors. With fellow archaeologists, Emerson has studied how the city was constructed. We found that part of the city was built out of trash. The piles outside the walls weren't material that had been dumped to get rid of. They're outside the walls being collected and sorted to be resold inside the walls. Emerson and her colleagues used soil samples to trace the movement of rubbish across the city. The soil that we excavate differs based on where the garbage was left originally, she said. Garbage dumped in places like latrines or sewage tanks leaves behind a rich organic soil. In contrast, waste that accumulated over time on the streets or in mounds outside the city results in a much sandier soil. The difference in soil allows us to see whether the garbage had been generated in the place where it was found or gathered from elsewhere to be reused and recycled. Some walls, for example, included reused materials such as pieces of tile and broken amphorae and lumps of plaster. Almost all such walls received a final layer of plaster, hiding the mess of materials within, she said. Modern approaches to waste management focus on removing rubbish from our daily lives, she added. For the most part, we don't care what happens to our trash as long as it's taken away. What I've found in Pompeii is an entirely different priority, that waste was being collected and sorted for recycling. The Pompeians lived much closer to their garbage than most of us would find acceptable, not because the city lacked infrastructure and they didn't bother to manage trash, but because their systems of urban management were organised around different principles. This point has relevance for the modern garbage crisis. The countries that most effectively manage their waste have applied a version of the ancient model, prioritising commodification rather than simple removal. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.